Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now we move back to that story that is breaking this morning. At least 8 people, and I see in the last few minutes, it's been confirmed that 9 now have been killed in an attack at a school in the Austrian city of Graz, and others are injured. This is according to Austrian media this morning. Police have just given a news conference confirming this, and the public broadcaster is reporting that those injured include students and teachers at a secondary school. Let's go to Nick Thorpe, the BBC's Central Europe reporter. Nick, what more information have you been able to gather on this breaking story this morning?
Well, exactly. Yeah, it is, as you say, a breaking story. So there are new developments literally every moment. I'm just following the police feed, the local regional police feed here. The police are now confirming that there are several people dead at the school. Local media are saying that that number is now up to 10 people, both students and teachers at the school. Local media are also saying that it appears to be the perpetrator, appears to be a pupil at the school, and that soon after 10 o'clock, so about 2 hours ago, local time, the perpetrator opened fire in 2 separate classrooms, and obviously with many students and pupil and teachers dead and injured at the school.
Now, there were reports that I saw earlier on coming through from local media suggesting that the perpetrator in this case had turned the gun on himself. Have you seen any confirmation from the police on that?
Not from the police, but from local media. So one of the main sources of this is obviously local Austrian media. But I've seen that in several different media, that whoever carried out this attack ran amok, as the headlines are reading in Austria this morning, has actually killed himself as well. So that seems to be. But the police, obviously, at a time like this, are very active. They're posting, informing the local population and also parents of the pupils there. So the police said fairly early on that there's no further danger. But in the meantime, the pupils had been evacuated to a nearby sports stadium, and the injured were receiving emergency first aid in another building just down the road from there. Then it's local media, basically, who are giving the reports of the number of deaths, which has been climbing, sadly, you know, through the last 2 hours.
I'm just looking at some of the television footage there of the operation, which is still underway. There are ambulances, very many ambulances in the area, and there's also helicopters which have been deployed over the scene as well. So this is likely to be a scene that will be active for the next number of hours, Nick.
Exactly, yes. Interesting, I've just been reading up on this particular school. It's a secondary school in the northern district of Graz, near the main railway station. It's a school with many foreign pupils. And just reading through the comments of parents, it also seems to have some either disciplinary problems, or there's a lot of dissatisfied comments just over the past months with the school administration. So there does seem to be certain issues there, but obviously it's much too early to say or to even suggest who the perpetrator might be and what their motives might be.
Incidents like this, we've become accustomed to seeing them, Nick, certainly in the United States, but we are seeing more and more of them in Europe, aren't we?
We are indeed. Yeah, there have been many, especially in France, in Germany as well. And I think this is one of the fears, you know, in society and from the police side, that often these seem to be copycat killings with disgruntled students in most cases, obviously mostly in the United States so far. And when other pupils, with the sheer speed of the information flow, reading about these pupils perhaps with a grudge, unhappy with the school, or very angry about this. But I think because Europe's gun laws tend to be stricter than those in the United States, we're seeing a lot less of these, but clearly it's a growing and very alarming tendency.
Nick, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that story. Nick Thorpe there from the BBC, and we'll bring you more on that story as it develops over the morning. Also in the next hour, four houses burnt out in Ballymena as the PSNI deal with masked rioters overnight. We'll bring you the latest on that too. Now we're going to return to that breaking story of a mass shooting at a secondary school in Austria. This is a mother of a student caught up in that shooting earlier.
Mein Sohn hat mich heute angerufen.
My son called me today to say that he's in school and being shot at and that he thinks he's going to die. I've now just found out 2 hours later that he's still alive. There's no alternative than for everyone to pull together and make it better. And it takes everyone.
Well, let's hear again from the BBC's Central Europe reporter, Nick Thorpe. Nick, what is the latest you can tell us on all of this?
Sure. My understanding now is that 9 people are confirmed dead. And 8 of those are pupils, and 1 is an adult. 8 pupils are confirmed dead, 1 adult, and it's believed the perpetrator also shot himself in the midst of this. So those are the latest. There are other injuries. That's the latest news that I've heard. There are other injuries. The school has been evacuated. The police say it's a question of a single person acting alone, so there's no further danger, but obviously a very, very shocking morning in Graz this morning.
And that's a very deep sense of shock which is permeating throughout Austria and further afield. I see the Austrian Chancellor now saying that the school shooting is a national tragedy, and we've reaction coming too from the EU. Kaya Kallas is out making a statement expressing her deep shock. And as we were saying earlier, this is a very rare type of incident, certainly in Europe. You mentioned that there have been some mass shootings in France, but we haven't seen so many in the wider European area.
Absolutely not. No, and Graz, you know, it has a reputation. It's a very beautiful city. It's Austria's second city, a population, I think, of around 300,000. So, you know, it's a place where people go on holiday. It's a very big university city. So, you know, it's one of the proudest, prettiest, calmest, most peaceful cities in Austria. And so obviously this is sort of added to that sense of shock. I was just looking through social media now, and people just expressing, apart from the horror and the sadness, just sheer disbelief that this could happen there.
Nick, thank you for bringing us up to date. Nick Thorpe there from the BBC.